These are your prayers this afternoon. This morning, we looked at the verse in Ephesians 4:30, where he said, he's taught us, instructed us, he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And I had to move right along this morning, and there are some things that I think on the subject of grieving the Holy Spirit that I would like us to spend a little bit more informal time with. So I'll just put that out there. The Lord leads Wednesday night, and you can just be considering it, for us to speak a little on a more personal level about grieving the Spirit, because this is life. And in our relationship with God, there are times that He can be grieved. And we can consider a little bit more of some of the consequence of grieving the Spirit and maybe help each other out by sharing some experience and things, what it means to grieve and when He's not grieved and we're just growing. So I will just put that out there. I think it's important for us to spend a little bit more time with the subject. But this afternoon I want to move on, and I've written on the board, sealed by the Spirit. And I trust that this will be an encouragement to us today. The scripture there in Ephesians 4:30 said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, I want to focus on the blessing of this passage, because grieve not, there's some caution there and carefulness and warning, but now there's a blessing in this scripture when he said, you are sealed unto the day of redemption. I want to focus on that seal this morning. The Holy Spirit is a seal. It is the Holy Spirit that identifies us as God's property. And I want to just read a correlating scripture found over in 2 Corinthians in the first chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, rather. Second Corinthians chapter 1, we'll begin reading with verse 22. He said, let's read verse 21. He said, now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And that's a message for another time too, and it's a beautiful, beautiful message of the Scripture of truth. But here he said he has sealed us. So what does it mean to be sealed? It means to be marked, is what he's talking about. There is a place of sealing that preserves and that keeps, but these scriptures are referencing an identifier. It's referencing being marked. And to seal, those of you that have read just a little bit of history, you know, in days of old, if a king would maybe, when you were going to send a letter, it wasn't just a king, but you'd put hot wax on it, and you would seal the envelope, and then you would put their signet ring or something to identify who was sending the letter, and they'd seal it with hot wax. So you could get that letter and look and see what mark or what seal was on there, and said, I know who this came from. Now today, some of us, for our addresses, for our return address, we've got our stamps, right? And if you get tired of writing it out, you order a little stamp and you stamp it, and it marks it. So when I get a letter in the mail, I don't have to even open it up. I can just look at it on the outside, and it's been marked. And I know where it came from. I know who sent it to me. It is the Holy Spirit that marks us as the people of God. And it authenticates us. It confirms us. It is something that says that those that have the Holy Spirit, that they're genuine children of God. Because there's a lot of people that profess to be children of God, but you look at their life and you don't see the fruit of the Spirit. But when we have been forgiven of our sins, the Holy Spirit is a gift that God gives to us. And the Holy Spirit is only given to those who have been freed from their sin, who have been delivered and forgiven, and immediately, and we've studied this, but as soon as someone has asked God to forgive them and their temple has been cleansed, it was the plan of Jesus Christ that we come back and say, Lord, now I need the Holy Spirit. And He wants to come in and fill this temple, but the Holy Spirit only comes to a clean vessel. But when the Holy Spirit comes, that is a confirmation that we're the children of God. That's what enables us, that people can look on and say, they're different. I'm not just cleansed now, but now I am filled with something that didn't come naturally. Now there's a power working within us that wasn't just Michael, it wasn't just you, this was the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it identifies and marks us as the children of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Don't be unfaithful to Him, but be careful and cautious, because He has marked us as His children till the day of redemption, unless we grieve Him and turn our back on Him. But as long as we keep our hearts open in obedience to Him, yes, we're on a journey of growth, but as long as we are growing in Him and have our hearts open, we have been marked or sealed by the Holy Spirit. We sing the song, I believe, says something about you are not your own. Actually, that's a scripture too. It's in there in Corinthians. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. I think it's 1 Corinthians 3 or 6. It says, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. And it talks about us being the temple of God, the Holy Spirit. He said, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You've been marked. You've been sealed. And if you don't want God's mark on your life, you know it's time to examine where we really are with God. Because some people have this mentality, is I'm my own man. Have you seen people have that? I'm my own person, and I'm gonna do it my way, and yet they profess to be Christians. You understand that people that have that mentality and heart set have really not been identified or marked by the Holy Spirit? Because when we come to the place that say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, I am a child of God, we're marked. Well, it's kind of like a birth certificate. You know, a birth certificate is not genuine, or you can't claim that it's authentic unless it has a seal on it. That's why you go to a notary public. If you're going to have an official document done, you get that stamp on it, and that says it's been authenticated. It is what it is. It is who we say it is on this paper. That's what the Holy Spirit does to His children. He marks us and authenticates us. Animals, those of you who have cattle, you brand them, don't you? You mark them. Well, do you know the Lord has a mark for His children today, and it comes by way of the Holy Spirit. God seals us with His Spirit. Now, there's a scripture, and we've read this previously in the series, but in Romans 8, verse 16, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that what? That we are the children of God. It's the Spirit that bears witness. It's the Spirit that identifies and marks us as His children. And that means even though we're going through difficult times, even though maybe we're struggling spiritually, if we have the Holy Spirit, He is witnesses to our heart. You're my child. You're my child. You're one of mine. There are people in the world that are marked by different things. Some people are marked by sin. They're marked by the world. They're marked by the flesh. And when you think of that person, what identifies them? It's like you think of certain people and you think what their God is. You know, it's sports, or it's this, or it's that, or you think about the thing that identifies them. What we want to strive in a spiritual way to be identified by is by righteousness. And we can only have that identifier if we have been filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But it's a comfort and it's a solace to us. Now in the book of Revelation, it talks about the mark of the beast. And there have been a lot of commentators and a lot of people that have commentated on that passage. And there's a lot of people looking to the future when people are going to be marked by some strange sign. But the mark of the beast is the mark of false religion. That's what it is. How are you identified? Well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I'm a Baptist. And there's something, there's a doctrine or there's something that they identify with. This makes me who I am. And they're branded by it. I don't want to be branded by something that has come from man. I want to be branded or marked by the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. I don't want to have the mark of the beast on me, the mark of false religion, of man's religion, but the Lord has marked us with His Spirit. And Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if what? If you have love? Well, do you notice that He didn't say, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you believe in full immersion baptism? Notice that? By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if the ladies wear dresses and the men, you know, wear modest apparel. Now, those things are taught in the Word, isn't it? Those things are true. But Jesus said the identifier, people are going to know that you're my disciples if you have love. It went beyond the external. He was dealing with the spirit of man. He was dealing with our attitudes. He was dealing with how we get along with each other. He was dealing with our spirit. The true love of God among God's people only comes by the mark of the Holy Spirit. And where you find strife and contention, you will find that someone is lacking in the Spirit of the Lord. Where you find strife and contention, you will find someone is lacking. Maybe they're in a place of grieving the Spirit, or maybe they don't have the Spirit at all, but you will find there is a lack. Where there is strife and contention in the home, where there is strife and contention in the congregation, there is a lack of the anointing and presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this would be the identifier. And there are times that God is grieved, but it is also a consolation, even in the middle of difficulties and problems, when the Holy Spirit confirms, "You're my child. You're my child." Over in Revelation, the 7th chapter, now with that thought of what the mark of the beast is, in the 7th chapter of Revelation, in the 3rd verse, we have another picture. And he said, "Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Now, remember that Revelation is a book of symbols. And when people try to take the book of Revelation literally, they're going to get off track real fast. It's a book of symbols. He said, "I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. And he went through the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes, and said 12,000 of each tribe were sealed, which totals 144,000. But some would say that, well, there's only 144,000 that are going to make it to heaven. There are those that teach that only 144,000 are going to make it. If that is true, I don't know why they're wasting their time on us to try to get us to come to their church. Because it seemed like it would lessen their chances to be one of the 144,000. Do you know this morning it's a book of symbol? 12 was a complete number. It was a perfect number, and he took the 12 tribes to a 12,000 and multiplied it, and it represented the saints of all ages. Because you keep reading in this passage, and it said, "I beheld, and lo, a great number, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Those that were sealed by the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life, that identified them as God's people, it was a multitude that could not be numbered. And I am thankful this morning that the truth is to all generations. Doesn't matter how few we are, if we're two or three here this afternoon, we can be sealed by the Spirit. You know, I would that if you were able to look in the mirror and say, "I've been sealed. I've been marked by the Spirit of the Lord." And you know, it's a blessing when your children and your husband, your wife, your family members can look on you and say, "You've been sealed." In other words, you've been marked. Holy Spirit's in your life. You know, that's what we want this afternoon. I want to be sealed. And that's why it's so grievous and sad when someone grieves the Holy Spirit, because you've been sealed. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the best that God gave us in this life. Don't grieve Him. Don't be unfaithful to Him. Don't resist Him. Don't ignore His dealings in your life, because I want to be sealed to the day of redemption when the Lord comes back and He looks around and says, "Where are my children?" There are those that are going to have the mark of the beast, the mark of false religion. There are those that are going to be marked by sin and by the world, but I want the mark of the Spirit to be on my life. Now, this passage here in Revelation is a reference to a passage over in Ezekiel. When he talked about being marked on their foreheads, it's a direct reference over in Ezekiel. Let's just turn and read it. In the book of Ezekiel, in the ninth chapter. And I will say that to understand, as you begin to open up the symbolism of the book of Revelation, there are many references to the prophets. And that's why it's very helpful to go and read what they're talking about. In Ezekiel, in the ninth chapter, in the fourth verse, he said, "And the Lord said unto me, unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof." This was a literal command to go into Jerusalem and find those that were being faithful to God. Those that were mourning and crying out against the sin of the people in Jerusalem. And he literally said, put a mark on their forehead. And now when we turn to Revelation, and he said that God is going to seal you or mark, put a mark on your forehead, it's symbolic. Here it was literal, but with us, the Scripture taught us we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. We've been identified or marked. There are people that still mark themselves literally. The Hindus, you see that little red mark? It labels them who they are. There are Muslims, I've seen a lot of Muslim women that during Ramadan and during certain times of the year and their celebrations in Islam, they tattoo themselves all up. They're covered, their hands are just covered with tattoos and symbols and things. They're marking themselves. You know, as children of God, we ought to be a marked people. Distinct, separate, that when you go out into the world, people ought to see you as different. Now, it is very clear the first thing people see is the outward man, right? God looks on, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Some say, well, the outward doesn't matter because God sees my heart. Well, if it's the outward man is the first thing men see, then we want to give them a, let them see holiness. Let them see what the Bible teaches. But they ought to be able to see by our conduct. You guys are different. You all don't act like everybody else does. You seem to have a different spirit about you. And they can't always put their finger on it. You know what it is? Marked by the Spirit. And that's what this reference is idolaters marked it. It was also a custom in the ancient Eastern countries and in the West that an owner that had a slave or a servant, that they would literally brand him on the forehead. They would put their stamp on him. So if you saw that servant or that slave in town or in the village somewhere, it's like, oh, I know who owns them. I know who they belong to. Who do you belong to today? I want to have that stamp on my forehead. He said forehead because if it was underneath, if it was somewhere else, it would be covered up. The forehead is the most prominent place that you see. When we talk to each other and we see our face, that's what you see. And so that's where he said he wants the Holy Spirit is going to seal you or put his mark on us. Some translate that mark here, and I'll just, a little history here out of Ezekiel. Saint Jerome said this. He said that many people taught that that literal mark in the translation here in the Hebrew was the Hebrew letter, and I may not even pronounce it right, Tau. It's T-A-U, and it's written with a cross. And that's what this translates. It said, put the mark. It was that Hebrew letter that was in the sign of a cross. And there were some of the commentators and some of the historians that believe that he was literally went out and found God's people and literally put that cross on them. That was the last Hebrew letter of the alphabet. It was written like a cross. And it was on some of the Samaritan coins. And that's what's termed as St. Andrew's cross. You'll still hear that reference sometimes today. St. Andrew's cross. Kind of like an X. Some do it more like a plus sign. But do you know what identifies us? Yes, it's the blood of Jesus Christ. It was by way of the cross, but it was His Holy Spirit. I want to be marked and to know that when we have been marked by the Spirit, and this is the joy of it this afternoon, that He is going to keep us by His power. He's going to enable us to live a holy life. This isn't about trying to do it in our own strength this afternoon. But that's why I said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You've been sealed. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. And He wants to keep you sealed until the day of redemption. When we stand before the judgment seat of God, and He looks around, and He looks for the mark of His Spirit in our life. I believe that if we will stay faithful, I know that if we will stay faithful to the Lord, we will be presented spotless when we die and stand before the judgment seat of God. It is a blessing this afternoon to be sealed by the Spirit, and that's why it's so important for us not to grieve the Lord. Let's not do anything to break the seal. You know what happens if, you know, I don't know how y'all do cattle today, but used to, you know, read about when someone would brand a cow or cattle and someone would change the brand. New owner, you change the brand. Lord help me never to get to a place where I've been, and I trust I'm marked by the Spirit, I've been sealed by the Spirit. I don't want there to be a change of ownership. I don't want that seal to be broken. I don't want someone to change that people would say, where's that man that used to pastor here? Where's that man that used to preach? Where is he now? What happened to him? There's a change of ownership. What about your life? Where's that husband? Where's that wife? Where's that Sunday school teacher? Where's that song leader? Where are they now? See, there's been a change of ownership. Folks, we've been sealed by the Spirit. Let's not grieve Him, because it'll keep us to the day of redemption if we stay faithful. Amen.